So let's get going on this. I think that I'm going to start off with 506D because I think it's actually a hugely important rule. I think it, you have to change your forms. You have to change your due diligence procedures. And last night at the Securities Committee meeting, I heard some really bad horror stories that that various people in the industry are interpreting it differently and making nationally syndicated private offerings very difficult to do from a disclosure standpoint. So let's get going here. What is 506D? Well, in Dodd-Frank, and they said, hey, you have to disqualify bad actors from Rule 506 just like they are from 505 and Regulation A. So if you are a covered person, if somebody's a covered person and they're somehow affiliated in a defined way with a Rule 506 offering, that offering busts the exemption and it can't be done. If that order or that action occurred after September 23rd, 2013, if it's before September 23rd, 2013, you would bust the exemption if you didn't disclose it. Right, Jerry? Is that about it?
That's right.
Okay. So Congress was considered about 506 offerings being covered securities, and especially the NASA members were complaining about how people, miscreants, they have obtained orders against were just using 506 and continuing to selling the same old stuff that they had just obtained an order for. So that's the background on that.